Sue today received the following letter on strategic voting in Thursday's provincial election. The latest polls indicate that the corrupt Doug Ford government is heading into another majority government in Ontario, even though their support, according to these polls, is in the mid-40%. That means that a majority of voters are against Doug Ford. His plans to get re-elected depend on the opposition to him splitting their votes, allowing his candidate to win the election with a minority of the votes cast in each riding. This could result in another conservative majority government. We need to stop the corruption, stop the attack on workers' rights, protect and improve public health care, protect the environment, protect and support our public schools, and develop and enforce a tax system where the wealthy pay their fair share. We need to replace the current provincial government. In my view, the only way to do that is by voting strategically. Each voter must vote for the candidate that has the best chance of defeating the Doug Ford candidate in their riding. In Sault Ste. Marie, that person is NDP Representative Lisa Vezeau-Allen. She was fairly elected by the local riding association and has spent many years supporting the citizens of Sault Ste. Marie. In comparison, the conservative candidate, selected by Doug Ford, doesn't live here and has no ties to this city. In Algoma, Manitoulin, that person is NDP Representative David Timirsky. Don't let the independent candidate, who was kicked out of the NDP for sexual harassment, split the vote and allow the conservative candidate to win the riding. Strategic voting is very important this election if we are going to stop Doug Ford from forming another majority government. A vote for any candidate other than the one who can defeat the conservative is basically a vote for the conservatives. A vote for the Green Party candidate, who has no chance of getting elected, is basically a vote for the conservatives. The NDP and the Liberals have many of the same green initiatives as the Green Party. Over the last 7 years, the Doug Ford conservatives have shown us that their relationship with their rich buddies is more important than the environment. This election, if you want to stop Doug Ford, please don't waste your vote. Bob Richards, past president, United Steelworkers 2251. Burlington. Former resident of Sault Ste. Marie.